This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tony Uphoff. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Tony is the president and CEO of Thomas. Now, you've probably heard years ago the name Thomas Register, Thomas.net. It's a 120-year-old business. So we're going to talk about that business, but then we're also going to talk about what's happening in manufacturing because you're at the heart of that. And then we're going to talk about something that people probably don't realize. You are one of the great pioneers in turning publishing into digital profitably. So that's what we'll be discussing. Let's start off talking about Thomas. What is Thomas today?
You bet. Thanks, Robert. Going forward, Thomas is 120 years old, family-owned company. And the company was started around the idea of the Thomas Register, which allowed buyers of products and services and, you know, to find the suppliers they needed to grow and build their businesses. And then over the years, the company made the transition to CD-ROM technology, then to websites. And today, we're a platform company and a major data company. So every 2 seconds, an engineer, a procurement professional.
Every 2 seconds, they're coming to you.
Every 2 seconds, somebody picks a new supplier on the platform. Every 5 minutes, a Fortune 100 company does. In any given month, we'll have as many as 2 million professional buyers on the platform sourcing products, sourcing suppliers, or looking for actionable information. We're now at petabytes, multiple petabytes of buyer behavior data, which is really remarkable to see the company go from a print directory business to a modern platform and data business that we are today.
So let's talk about who your customers are.
So on the audience side, we serve people that are looking for products, suppliers, and actionable information. And again, those could be engineers, procurement professionals, or what are called MROs. Those are people that are literally managing factories and industrial operations. On the advertising side of our business, we have about 10,000 customers who are suppliers or product producers that are looking to reach those in-market buyers and sell them products and services.
So you're really at the center of the whole industry.
We are indeed. You know, the way to think about Thomas today, we're a marketplace.
Exactly.
It's exactly what happens. So there's an
active buyer for manufacturing.
You got it. It's exactly the way to think about it. And that really is remarkable to watch because what it enables us to see is a tremendous amount of demand data or buyer data and understand, is it coming by certain industries regionally? Which categories? Is it about raw materials or particular types of manufacturing? So it really provides just a fascinating look at broad-based industrial and manufacturing. But as you well know, that's a bellwether for the overall economy.
Let's go into that. As a bellwether for the overall economy, what is happening in manufacturing right now?
You're seeing several things are happening. First off, there's been a sustained increase in U.S. manufacturing over the last several years. And so it's always expedient, depending on which political point of view you want to ascribe to. But the U.S. manufacturing resurgence has been happening for several years now, and there's multiple things that have been driving that. One is we're on the right side of automation today, meaning that the first wave of automation that frankly eliminated some U.S. manufacturing jobs has now come back primarily because U.S. manufacturing is much more technically savvy than it was 20 years ago. So we're adopting modern technology and combining that with human effort to make our manufacturing here in this country much, much more competitive. As a result, what's happened is the phenomenon of reshoring. So a lot of what was offshoring to look for cheaper manufacturing costs is actually coming back into this country in record numbers. So the U.S. Labor Department says over the last 5 years, reshoring's created an incremental 175,000 U.S. manufacturing jobs. So it's kind of an interesting time. We're also seeing a vibrant economy. So the economy is moving, which stimulates all aspects of manufacturing. The last thing, Robert, I'd point to, which might be somewhat ironic, e-commerce is driving a tremendous amount of industrial manufacturing.
In what way?
Well, if you think about all the products and services and goods that we buy via e-commerce, all of them have to be manufactured, all of them have to be packaged, all of them have to be shipped, and all of them have to be delivered, and all of that happens through traditional industrial, you know, supply chain and ecosystem. So ironically enough, all the products you might buy on Amazon is actually stimulating the more traditional manufacturing economy. You know, what a lot of people don't really stop to pay attention to is Amazon doesn't manufacture the products they sell. They produce technology to enable you to buy those products. So there's a huge benefit to the industrial economy as e-commerce starts to take off and more consumers are simply using that channel to buy products and services.
How many actual products are there in the manufacturing world? I know that's a question almost no one could answer, but you're as close to anyone.
Yeah, it's limitless. It really is. And you want to break it down in a couple of different ways. So there are obvious products in the manufacturing world that we can identify simply and see. Right. So I'm pointing at a phone system here. You know, we were talking earlier about mobile phones. You know, those are products that get manufactured, and I can see those products. Then I can break it down a step further, and I can see the chips that get manufactured that go in that, perhaps the glass, perhaps the casing. Right. So each of those are individually themselves manufactured products. What's a huge subset of manufacturing that the average person doesn't see, though, are the custom components that get uniquely designed for that specific product. I'll give you a simple example. If you look at Tesla automobiles, Tesla sources probably from as many as 30 or 40 different suppliers who are making a custom component to configure to hold the batteries in the cars, or that might be something that goes around a component of the engine itself. So these are not products we would buy as consumers. We wouldn't even know about these products as consumers, and they're not packaged like a traditional product.
Like B2C, it's all B2B.
And it's all custom.
Mm-hmm.
So the producer of the product, in this case Tesla, would likely have an engineer that's saying, "Boy, I need a clip or some sort of spring or some sort of mechanical product that fits around what I'm trying to design to house the battery." Well, Tesla's not going to go out and build that themselves. They're going to source a manufacturer who could produce that with the right quality, the right scale, and the right service delivery.
So what I'm wondering is, you have these products, but now with artificial intelligence and with the Internet of Things, products are changing. So let's take, for example, augmented reality. How do you define what products are when they're half digital and half tangible?
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? So, you know, we use the term Industry 4.0 to oftentimes describe some of the things that we're seeing happening right now. So I think Gartner was technically the first research company that identified this phenomenon. It's the latest industrial wave. At a base level, what that really means is we're taking now digital technology, we're taking mobile applications, we're taking cloud infrastructure and the Internet of Everything, and we're combining them.
You're the first one who said the Internet of Everything. Everyone always just says the Internet of Things, but maybe that's what we should say, because it is becoming. Listen up, guys. You may have heard it point on the spot. Have you used that before?
I have, because I think it encompasses what it really means. And if you look at that, that's now enabling, if not connecting, to traditional industrial products and services. I'll give you real simple examples. We're in a building here in downtown Manhattan. Today, building designers are now putting sensors in walls to identify very quickly if there's high levels of moisture. We're seeing self-repairing piping systems, because we're just putting simple sensors inside a typical copper pipe or a PVC pipe. So that's a simplistic example. But now, as that gets hooked up to the Internet of Everything, right, I can identify what's happening. I can actually see what's happening. I don't have to wait until somebody tells me the pipe burst. I could actually see the pipe fraying before it bursts, because these things can be hooked up to the Internet now. The average plane, the data from the engine, the manufacturer of that engine is taking in more real-time information than the pilot is. And what that allows the manufacturer to do is to manage maintenance, to produce cheaper, faster, better jet engines, right? Which is really remarkable when you consider how that operates.
Mm. So what I'm trying to understand in this new world, what about things like cyber attacks? Because now we have sensors everywhere, so there is more vulnerability. What's your take on that?
It's huge. And I think what is you see this across the broad internet right now is we're dealing with things like advertising fraud or data privacy security issues. Technology is never in relative orbit to its application.
So say that again. That was a good line.
Technology is never in relative orbit to its application, meaning the technology is going to be more advanced in our understanding of how to use it, but also right. protect ourselves through potentially nefarious uses of technology.
Okay, we're coming to a break now, and we're speaking with Tony Uphoff, who is the president and CEO of Thomas. And when we come back, we're also going to learn about the future of, in publishing, how you go digital. Back in a few.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tony Uphoff. Good to have you back on the show. And you are president and CEO of Thomas. So first, what I want to talk about is the transformation of Thomas, the 120-year-old company. You've been CEO since 2017. Talk about what you've done, and I know you believe in the four P's, for example.
Yeah, I think, you know, first off, I picked the right company to join. So timing and opportunity is everything. But
brilliant brand name, pristine. Everyone loves it. Venerable and going through a lot of changes.
It is. And I think to your point, one of the things that Thomas had done is every 20 years or so, they literally radically changed the company and innovated. So there was a lot of innovation, believe it or not, back in print. And some of that was through the use of advanced technology, printing technology. So in that first 100 years, there was a lot of innovation at the company. So that culture was set. Then when the business started to move from CD-ROM-based technology to a website to the modern platform and data business it is today, one of the decisions that Thomas made, and I emphasize this to a lot of companies, is at one point in time, and this was 2006, they burned the boats on the shore in print. So they decided to bet everything on the future of digital, which, considering print was still making a lot of money back in 2006, was a very bold and very innovative decision. One of the things that happens in publishing, I think, is instructive as we look at other industries, is companies end up getting stuck on the bridge between their former business model and their future business model. And it's a huge problem because you can't allocate resources and you can't deal with how exactly to place your resources. Do you place them against the decline of print or do you place them against the future growth of digital? So I think in resource allocation, that's a huge problem for a lot of these companies. Thomas made that right decision. So when I joined, boy, did I walk into a company that already had a lot of momentum around that. What I've done over the last year is really just clarify and make that less the best-kept secret. So we promoted the company more. We identified the brand in a slightly different way than it had been articulated, redid the brand architecture, and started to share much of the data that we have out in the marketplace, and it significantly raised the visibility of the company, which obviously benefits our business as well.
What is the website if someone wants to go there?
The core platform is thomasnet.com. And that tells you everything about the company. It also serves as the major platform with which our users access all of the information we produce.
And is that usually still for engineers, or I'm thinking CEOs have value and will want to know what's going on?
If you look at the demographics of our audience, it's heavy towards engineering, procurement professionals, what are called MROs that are managing factories and that kind of thing. There's also a very significant what identify themselves as general management. And that would be CEOs and other senior executives that fit into the ecosystem, right? Let's call it the industrial economy, and that are on the buy or sell side of that business. Because understanding what products are available, what suppliers are doing, but also we produce a tremendous amount of actionable information in the form of white papers, tutorials, videos, and other things really focused towards the practical nature of what's happening in this industry, because it's moving very quickly. If you think of the previous conversation we had about Industry 4.0 and the potential convergence of digital and physical, this is really kind of wild stuff, and you know, it's not for the faint of heart. You got to stay on top of that. So to a great extent, our audience both are the practitioners but also people that are actively involved in the managing of these companies as well.
Tony, let's shift gear and go into your background from Ziff Davis, from, you know, when you've been publisher of, you know, the different magazines, business.com. So everyone who's in the publishing business is questioning, how do we monetize? What is the right model? What advice can you give? And this is really important because almost everyone's becoming a publisher these days.
It's really true, Robert. I think there's a few things, and some of these are going to seem somewhat general in nature, and then I'll be specific to it. I think to start with, if you are in the media or publishing business, and print is a component of your business, you need to decide now whether you can actually sustain the decline of print or not. And that's a very difficult thing. There's an entire generation of executives that will define their career as, I slowed the decline of print. That's a complete waste of talent, a complete waste of resources, and a complete waste of time. So I'm of the mindset that print is dead, and we should embrace that, and we should move on. Now, that doesn't mean if you have print today that you close it immediately, but it does mean that you've got to be realistic about how you resource those allocations and the kind of talent you bring in. The second thing is focus on the user experience. So the thing you learn about the Internet and then ultimately a platform on the Internet is it's a very different user experience than a magazine is or a newspaper. And it's software. And it's a very different thing. So we literally think of what we do as a software. We have an entire product group. We dedicate a ton of resources to development, to the user experience. So if you come inside of our company, while there's a content nature of what we do, certainly we understand the value of that. Boy, a lot of the resources we're putting are really against this idea of building a platform and software. Because if you solve the user's problem, you become a daily habit for your audience. Solving the advertiser's problem is really easy.
So that is the key. Become a daily habit.
Absolutely.
For the user.
Absolutely. And then pick the right metrics to express that value. So in our case, we're looking for active registered use. We're not interested in just traditional visits. We're not interested in traffic. We're interested in active registered use by qualified buyers. So we myopically focus on those metrics, and we build everything that we do on the user side with providing value for them so that when they come to the site, the filters, the tools, the applications, the workflow systems that they can use, right, become a part of their daily habit. We think of what we do as a Bloomberg terminal for the industrial industry. We don't think of it as a traditional publishing business.
Okay, you have 2 minutes left. The word transformation, which you've gone through and you've experienced, what are the characteristics that are requisite for a CEO to be transformative?
I think you have to determine what business you're in. And I know that sounds, you know, Forrest Gumpian in its observation, if you will, but you really have to determine, am I in the publishing business? And if the publishing business has changed underneath my feet, then I need to be in a different business. Perhaps the mechanics are similar. The laws of physics are going to be similar. You're aggregating an audience. You're monetizing that audience through advertising or direct revenue from the audience. But the way you're going to do that is going to be radically different. So I think that's step one. You know, really understand that. Like, the other thing that's really important culturally is to really think through the people, product, process orientation that's going to drive the performance. It's entirely possible that you don't have your organization structured to really enable people to do the type of digital work that they need to be done. So you might need to reorganize. You might have some massive talent gaps. I'm not a fan of bringing in the digital guru. I think everybody has to be digital today, but that's one piece of it. And then the process. Are you enabling the workflow of a different type of business in your company that's going to accelerate that digital transformation?
About 30 seconds left. The future of Thomas.
Boy, the future of Thomas, I think, as we increasingly are becoming a marketplace for us, is as that user engagement grows, I think there's probably an inevitable step that we'll start to get involved in transactions there. And you may see physical buying and selling on our platform into the future. Clearly, we operate in a global market. Most of our footprint is North America today. I would anticipate that that will probably evolve a little bit, and you'll see that that part of the business change as well.
Well, great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Hal Rosenbluth. How are you, Hal?
I'm fine, thank you.
And good to have you with us. Hal is a true iconic American dream person. You've already built one company, Rosenbluth International, sold for $6 billion or something like that to American Express.
Well, it had that amount of revenue.
That amount of revenue. Yeah. Oh, so you didn't take in $6
billion. No.
Okay.
No.
And then you also built Take Care Health, which you sold to Walgreens. And that was the first concept ever of a clinic like that's a health clinic. And now you're working on something real exciting called New Ocean Health Solutions. Yes. So what you're going to hear in this interview are later on great ideas for you entrepreneurs. And I know we have several hundred thousand listening in now. But for now, let's talk about what New Ocean Health Solutions is, because I think this is the first digital play in health solutions that I've heard of.
Yes. Yeah, we wanted to get healthcare into people's hands, and the best way to do that was to get it onto their smartphones. So we developed a healthcare solution which brings together all the different lifestyle management programs, all the chronic diseases that people might have, and provides them with a pathway towards better health and compliance with their medications and understanding of how to get better, how to eat better, when to exercise, all on a personalized basis for each individual, because we're all different. And we use behavioral science and economics and change theory because some people don't really want to change. So you have to approach them differently as opposed to those who are going to get up and exercise each day the way they should, eat the right types of foods, take their medications. Other people will need a different kind of a nudge. So we try and get into the personal archetype of an individual through a series of questions and then lead them on this journey to better health.
And so this is really a personalized health for each person who's a member, in a sense.
Yes, yes.
And it's first possible now because of the digitalization. So it's something a few years ago could not be done, but now it can.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's critically important because Americans want access to health care. It's still not easy. It's still not accessible. And through this, everybody does have a phone. And in that regard, we're able to bring these different solutions, even to the point where they can look at their symptoms that they might have and go to a video library of thousands of videos to help them understand what is actually wrong with them and when they should see a doctor or some other type of provider.
So it's a combination of preventative and self-diagnostic, really.
Yeah, and a pathway towards bettering your health. So, for instance, I'm a diabetic, mm-hmm. and I need to keep my blood sugars at a certain level. And every number of months, I take a hemoglobin A1C test. And so the idea is to keep that under a certain number. So my plan every day when I go into the app, it'll say, Hal, take your medications. Hal, do this. Hal, do that. Eat
wow.
well. Here's some recipes for you that are going to make you healthier. All these things on a personalized basis because it already knows that I need a little bit of a push to go
so
out.
So this is sort of like an Alexa, but in your phone,
yeah.
but that knows everything about you. And is it self-learning?
It's not self-learning. It learns through algorithms mm-hmm. that are put in place from what we refer to as a private health assessment. So everything's private, but you share and answer questions, which then identifies what kind of journey you should go on a daily basis. And when corporations use it, they actually will pay or incent an employee to use this on a daily basis because they know that their employee is going to be healthier. They're not going to be absent from work. The company's going to save money as well. So we like to create, in any business we've ever been in, a win-win-win where there are no losers.
How do you know that they're actually getting better results? Have you done
surveys
or how would you know?
We won't know for another couple months because it's only been in existence for close to a year now, and we just really started marketing it. But you will know through looking at claims data. So we actually combine the claims data from an insurer to the information for the individual that's using it, and you can see whether or not they're actually lowering their healthcare costs and increasing their healthiness, if that's a word.
So that's really interesting. Within about a year, you'll have all of this data that's going to empirically let people know exactly what's happening, and you could see by how many times there are remits.
Yes, and to help their company and to help a health plan know about the future, it also helps. We create predictive analytics. So through looking at all the de-identified information and how people are using it or not, it will predict what the healthcare costs, you know, will be the following year.
Interesting. If someone wants to look at this, I know it's mostly B2B. Well, this will go through the insurance company. Is there any way they could find out about this, or how do you?
Well, it's not just through the insurance company; it's through their employer or through their insurance company, their health plan. And in the case of Medicaid recipients, we now make this available for free, and we're talking to a number of states. One state has already started, and we'll be making that available in the next couple of months to all their Medicaid recipients. Two more about to jump on board. So we're very excited about that because we believe everybody has the right to be healthy, whether you're employed or you're a Medicaid recipient.
So what's your real vision with New Ocean Health Solutions? You've already built two highly successful companies. Now you're in a space that the technology is enabling you to do something like this.
Yeah, we want to digitize healthcare for all Americans.
Oh, I like that. There's your topic sentence: digitizing healthcare for all Americans. If someone wants to look, what is the website they would go to if they want to explore this?
It's called NewOceanHealth.com, New Ocean Health Solutions. Either one will get you there. In fact, there's a free trial, so if a company wants to look at it and try it out for a week, they can go on and check it out and use it. And if they like it, we've brought the price down so dramatically that it makes it so much more affordable, because in this industry, it was ripe for disruption. It was overcrowded. There was too many promises made, overhyped, and overpriced. So we decided, let's have everything, including chronic disease, which is the most expensive part of healthcare. Let's make that available as part of our solution as well, and then drop the price dramatically. And so we've been very fortunate that there's been a lot of interest.
So how does this play into the landscape of healthcare in America? You look at it, it's like 17.8% of GDP or something, like $2.3 trillion. And meanwhile, we're in, what is it, 8th or 10th place in the world in healthcare. How does this play into the economics and the clinical outcomes of healthcare?
Well, here, once again, we look to create something where everybody would win. So as an individual is able to take health care into their own hands, they then can control their health, and therefore their costs will go down because they're not into the deductible area. For a health plan, they don't want folks coming out of the deductible area.
So this is going to impact the overall economy because there will be less per person because of that.
That's the idea,
Now, you had companies, and you sold one to American Express, another to Walgreens. Those are large, highly sophisticated investment vehicles.
Yeah.
What approach should an entrepreneur go through? What's their thinking, their mindset, if they're going to sell their business? What are the mistakes they need to avoid?
Not overpromising. Building something that they feel comfortable in sharing is unique and is necessary, required, or wanted by the company that you're looking to sell to.
Any other advice to entrepreneurs?
I think not taking yourself too seriously, but taking what you do very, very seriously. And not simply surrounding yourself with smart people, but with people that are going to lead other people in a positive manner. And from that, you create an environment where people speak up. They are not afraid to tell you what you should hear, whether you want to hear it or not. And from that, you have constant improvement in a company. Otherwise, you might as well run a silent company.
What is it that you are hoping most to accomplish?
For people to embrace the fact that they can take health care into their own hands and do something about it to make it more positive, because you're not only affecting your life, but you're affecting those who love you. And when people pray, they typically pray for, you know, for the health and well-being of all the people they love. But those people are also praying for you. So you need to do something for them, and that's taking care of your own health.
The website again?
NewOceanHealth.com.
And there you have it. Hal, great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much.
And I do want to say, before we end this, everyone listen, when you want to come up with your next big idea, just listen for people complaining. That's where that idea will come from, right?
You bet.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, America. I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. Today, we're here with Brian Schultz. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing great and glad to be here today.
Well, thank you. Brian is the founder and CEO of Studio Movie Grill. And for those of you who may not be in a state where there's a Studio Movie Grill, this is quite a fantastic story and a great business model. Right now, they've got 30 outlets, 30 outlets in how many states, Brian?
Oh, we're in 10 states.
10 states and about 13 million guests per year, which is pretty outstanding. So, Brian, let's start with you talking a little bit about Studio Movie Grill, the business model, and how you got started.
Yeah, so Studio Movie Grill really started as the creation of a movie theater experience that I wanted for myself. So I used to go to the movies, and it was a big thing for me because we came from humble beginnings, so it was an expensive night. And I noticed little things like the person at the box office couldn't care if I was there or not, had kind of a surly attitude, was a young teenager. The floors were sticky, and everything about it just
reminds me of my youth going to the movies.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, I couldn't afford to get popcorn or food, so we would sneak food in, and it just wasn't a great experience. And then early on, because, you know, there would always be these kind of hoodlum kids, they would roll a beer bottle on the slope floors from the top to the bottom. I think that was kind of the back spark to where the idea came together, people sneaking in food and beer, which, as we evolved the concept, made it everything I wanted it to be and a great value, because those humble beginnings kind of influence how you develop.
Let's talk about those humble beginnings. So let's spend a few minutes talking about Brian Schultz's background.
Yeah.
Okay? So where did you begin? Are you originally from the Texas area?
I'm actually from Chicago.
Chicago.
And
okay.
In the great winter of 1979, my family got fed up, so we moved to Los Angeles area, a small town named Agoura Hills.
Okay.
And it was a great place, kind of out in the far suburbs of Los Angeles. But a lot of people worked in the entertainment industry, and there was a lot of exposure to acting, singing, performance. And it really created this love of movies, performing, singing, all those things as a way to kind of transform your life, and actually kind of created these archetypes of who you might want to be. So early on, I used the visuals of characters or their heroes' journeys as the way that I figured out who I wanted to be, what I wanted to be, and I would always relate to different characters in different situations.
Did you start out as an actor?
I did. I have a degree in musical theater as well as finance, so we have the practical and the creative side. But, yeah, I love performing and haven't done it much lately. Studio Movie Grill has me a little bit busy, but I do, as part of my job, get to watch about 150 movies a year.
That's a pretty cool job, folks. So what was the aha moment for you with Studio Movie Grill? Was it being in the movie theater and seeing all of the negatives, or what was that moment? Talk about that.
Yeah, so I had the spark in the back of my mind. Just, you know, I always loved the movies, but I didn't like the movie-going experience. I didn't think it was a good value. I just didn't like the experience at all. And as I went through college, I got involved in politics, and I thought for a while that that's really what I wanted to do, is be an elected office and create a positive wake in the world through being a politician. So through some weaves and wavs, I ended up with Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania and started off doing grassroots work. And after he had kind of had an issue with one of his assistants, I became his driver and assistant and all these little things. So we kind of drove around together. So the actual idea came from Senator Specter and I being together, where we saw a movie theater restaurant in Bethesda, Maryland. We were on the campaign trail, and I had a love at first sight experience. I mean, literally a full love at first sight experience, and I couldn't really think about anything else. And I've thought about some other things, you know, in life, but primarily for the last, you know, 25 years that I've been doing this, I've just loved every day, and I'm passionate about movie theaters.
So you came up with the idea, I think, in the late 1990s, and you've been around since, I think, what, 2000 is when the company started?
That's kind of iteration number two.
Okay.
So as we were finishing up the campaign in 1991-92, we were down by 19 points, and as a way to kind of distract, the senator and I, when we were driving on these long campaign trips, used to talk about the business, and I would write the business plan because we were down by 19 points. You know, there was a high probability we weren't going to win that. So it was kind of a cool way that this went. And as we were talking to CEOs and high net worth individuals, they were all giving the senator's assistant advice on how to form a business. And that turned into our business plan, which I was going to do back in Los Angeles. But because after I got funded, I didn't know anything about restaurants and movie theaters, actually. I'd just written a great plan. I did what any enterprising entrepreneur would do, which was got in my car and drove to any movie theater that had anything unique whatsoever and offered to write the best practices manual for the industry if they would let me work a couple shifts. So I would stay a couple days here, a couple days there. And of the 14 theaters that I'd identified, 13 of them actually let me work shifts, and where I really learned the business, and I think this might be advice for your listeners, which is really good, is when you get in, what you really learn is from the field level employees, and you can't learn when you go on a visit and you do a, you know, I call it a seagull drop, where you kind of drop in for half an hour. Where I really learned the most was at 1 or 2 in the morning, when they were kind of tired and they would really tell me all the things that were wrong and complaints. And it gave me the ability to start Studio Movie Grill, having learned a lot of these things. And then I get a lot of pleasure out of, in the industry, I actually shared that back with all the folks that I worked with. And I think it, you know, improved their lives and their operations as well.
What a great idea. What advice do you have to the CEOs that are out there listening to our conversation today?
I think the best advice I can give to the CEOs is profit is absolutely awesome. It's the fuel that drives, you know, the company. It's conscious capitalism. But we've found the more passionate our culture is and the more that we give, the more that ends up coming back to us. And we don't do it for that reason. But it's just interesting when you go back to the real kind of biblical basics of the golden rule. The more you give, the more you end up receiving, and those treasures will come to your company. It might not be easy. It might not be immediate. It might be tough if you're a public CEO. But over time, we think that the firms that are employing conscious capitalism and giving more will actually end up receiving more, and those will be the winners on a longer time frame.
Well, Brian, thank you very much for being on the CEO show today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.